hopefully the question will cause you to contemplate the reason why I asked the question. I've entitled this video, Are You a Catholic or Are You a Christian? There is a major gulf between the two. Catholicism is not Christianity, and Christianity is not Catholicism. It's important that people have a knowledge of history, his story, true history, not the history that's propagated by the false teachers of Rome. And so, I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. What a way to start the video. So the question is, are you a Catholic, are you a Roman Catholic, or are you a Christian? Christians are not Roman Catholics, and Roman Catholics are not Christians. It's important to have an understanding of history. I've been reading through this book, Antichrist Exposed, The Reformed and Puritan View of the Antichrist by Ronald N. Cook. In this book, Cook outlines the identification of the Antichrist by the Puritans and the historic identification as of the Antichrist as being the Pope of Rome. Good morning, Angel Marie. Good to see you. It's really important what people want to say the Antichrist is. Many people want to define the Antichrist as some future human, superhuman in the future. When the Protestants of the Roman Catholic Church were very clear in identifying the Antichrist. Antichrist is clearly defined in 2 Thessalonians, that he sits in the temple of God and proclaims that he is God. And, of course, the Antichrist has been around since the beginning of the New Testament church and all the way through history up until this very day. The Antichrist is still with us today. And the Antichrist can be exemplified in people like Pope Francis, for an example. Pope Francis's doctrine is Antichrist. It's against the Bible. And if we do a history of the Jesuits and their infiltration into the United States and the founding of this nation, it will give clear light as to the development of anti-Christian thought in America, including the lies regarding the false sacrament of the Mass, purgatory, which is another present deception of the man of sin, the worship of Mary, you know, the Mary of the Roman Catholic Church is not the Mary of the Bible. All of this preoccupation with the co-redemptress and Mary, the Queen of Heaven. Pope Paul, John Paul was one who absolutely exalted and venerated the worship of Mary. This is a total deception. And then we have the present in this present time, the lying signs and wonders of the man of sin exhibited in the charismatic movement, and people joining Mother Church like Kenneth Copeland and Pat Robertson and Chuck Colson, who's now passed away. Well, the future Superman Antichrist doesn't affect anyone today. So it gets its eyes off of Rome. There's a lot of confusion and blasphemy regarding the Roman Catholic Church. There's only one man between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And God has given him a name that's greater than any name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, not the Pope of Rome, or not some priest. Well, I would encourage people to get this book, The Antichrist Exposed, and it'll give you a good solid history of the evils perpetrated by Rome and the Jesuits. Good morning, Eric Rader from New Zealand. Good to see you this morning. When we look at the Jesuitical influence on the United States, it gives us pause to wonder and marvel at how successful the man of sin has been to promote false doctrines perpetrated by the Roman Catholic Church. And now Rome has gotten its very intentions met, and there is no protest left in the United States, and really there's no protest left throughout the world. And now the woman that sits on the beast is the anti-Christian church, but not distinct entity from the beast. But here's what we must realize: that the beast is the Roman Catholic Church. When we look at the great abominations and the idolatry and the superstitions and the sun worship, the idolatry, the sexual abuse, and the Mariolatry, and the Mass, and all the other false doctrines, purgatory, and all the other false doctrines proclaimed by Rome, we really have to ask ourselves the question, are you a Christian or are you a Roman Catholic? If you're subscribing to the idea, the false premise, that Roman Catholicism is just another form of Christianity, you are deceived. It's the furthest thing from Christianity. And down through history, the Ignatius Loyola and his spiritual exercises have rejoiced to see the once solidarity of Protestantism fragmented and splintered into 100 pieces. And we can point directly to Rome as the promoter of this false teaching. One of these days, the Roman Catholic Church will be brought to its knees. man of sin has been clearly revealed down through history, but many have denied to accept it and now have embraced the man of sin as being Christian. People like John Knox repudiated the Roman Antichrist. And no mortal man, here's what John Knox had to say about Rome, no mortal man can be the head of the church. The Pope is an Antichrist and is no member of Christ's mystical body. Man may neither make nor devise a religion that is acceptable to God, but man is to observe and keep the religion that from God is received without chopping or changing thereof. The Mass is an abominable idolatry, blasphemous to the death of Christ, and a profanation of the Lord's Supper. There is no purgatory in which the souls of men can either be pained or purged after this life. Heaven rests to the faithful and hell to the reprobate and unthankful. Praying for the dead is vain, and to the dead is idolatry. Well, we don't hear that talk much today, do we? Well, there have been many others that have come against Rome and its teachings down through the years. What we must realize is that Rome itself exposes itself by coming against the Holy Word of God. And Satan has opposed those who come against Rome with cruel persecutions. And those people who come against Rome have been harassed by the Church of Rome. And we see that the Protestants have been diminished in many, many countries and persecuted by Rome itself. Well, the question we're asking this morning is, do you hold to the Bible? Or do you hold to Roman Catholic false doctrine? Most of the confessions of the early reformers came strongly against the Catholic Church. Including the Helvetic Confession of 1566, which rejected the Pope and the Papacy and the tyranny and corruption which such brings to the Church, including the Belgic Confession, which declared the Papacy to be the man of sin. Well, that's all gone away, hasn't it? And now we have people like Chuck Colson, James Dobson, Bill Gaither, Rick Warren, T.D. Jakes, Kenneth Copeland, all ushering in their approval and nod to Rome. The papal apologists' mission was to nullify the accusation of the reformers against the Roman Catholic Church. And we've talked about the three approaches that were brought in to try to annihilate it. The preterist approach, the partial preterist approach, and the futurist approach. Well, the Jesuits set forth their own view that distinctly annihilates the Protestant view of the Antichrist. To get men's attention off of Rome, that's their purpose. I'm not going to go into all that right now, but I can tell you that all you have to do is a study on Francisco Ribera and Emmanuel Lacunza, and you'll get your boat loaded on this false teaching. Then we have the Plymouth Brethren under the guidance of John Nelson Darby, who took certain elements from the Jesuit futurist end-time scenario and incorporated them into their eschatology. This mixing of Rome's teachings into the Christian church brought about its watered-down philosophies of today. Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have now embraced Rome, have gone in unto Rome, have exalted Rome and exalted her leaders. And now we wonder why our society is in such cultural depravity with the absolute blasphemous teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. It's an apostate religious system and a kingdom. The reformers taught that the man of sin did not refer to a single individual. And if it were a single individual, we would have to discount all the antichrists down through history who have persecuted, murdered and maimed Christians during the Inquisition and even down to this very day. This whorish woman is the mother of harlot religion and is animated by the spirit of error. Jesuits have accomplished what they set out to do. And we need to take a stand against her and against the Jesuits and against the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church and the Council of Trent. The mainline denominations, for the most part, have been taken over by modernism and ecumenism. In addition, the Bible colleges and Bible churches succumbed early to the Jesuit view of a future-only Antichrist, and the Reconstructionists promoted the Jesuit preterist view of Antichrist, all of which reduced the power of Protestantism and helped the image of Romanism to improve in American evangelical circles. When you look at the life of Cardinal Spellman and his influence, he spent a staggering $168 million in the construction of 15 churches and 94 schools and 22 rectories and 60 convents and 34 other institutions. He spent over $1 billion on construction projects during his 28 years in power. The CIA, like the FBI, turns to Spellman because of his connections and his prestige throughout Latin nations. And then we have the modern America, the Jesuits. They've been out to Romanize America, and they've done a pretty good job of it, have they not? Not only Cardinal Spellman, Rome has always used the political arena to achieve its ends and to aid the church. Well, a lot of people talk about the influence of Protestantism in America. We should be talking about the influence of Rome. You know, Notre Dame University, Fordham University, Boston Jesuit College, all the Loyola universities in New Orleans, Los Angeles and Chicago, Holy Cross University, every Roman Catholic loyal to his church is anti-Protestant, because the Protestants come against the doctrines of Rome, while those who embrace Catholicism adhere to the doctrines of Rome, or at least coalesce with them, including Colson and many, many other ecumenists. Well, that's what I wanted to talk about this morning. Are you a Christian or are you a Catholic? The false worship instituted for 1,000 years by the Roman Catholic Church is definitely the man of sin. The Mass is a false sacrament. It has nothing to do with the atonement of Jesus Christ. It's an attack upon it. Purgatory is a deception that's not taught in the Bible. The worship of Mary, the veneration of Mary, is blasphemy. There is no co-redemptress. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. It's not Mary. We have the Lady of Fatima and all these appearances of supposedly Mary appearing and all these blasphemous accounts by the Catholic Church of Mary's apparitions. This dedication to Mary outstrips the Lord Jesus Christ and sets the Queen of Heaven on the throne. It's blasphemy. The present lying signs and wonders are becoming more and more apparent all the time. And we must point it out and take a stand against the Roman Catholic blasphemous system that comes against God and His Word. We have no fellowship with the works of darkness, deception, and false prophets. And so that's what I wanted to point out today. And I would encourage you to do your own study of the history of the Roman Catholic Church and its Inquisition and murder and rape and pillage of many Bible-believing Christians down through history. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless you.